We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim about Minhagim. A very important element and aspect in discussing Minhagim customs is the obligation of a woman to accept the Minhagim of her husband. The halacha is very clear that a woman is obligated to follow the menhagim of her husband, even in a situation where those menhagim are different than the menhagim that she saw in her parents' home. The question that comes up is why? And there are actually a number of explanations given by the Paiskim, with halacha lemaisa nafgaminus. One is because a woman is mishubedes labala. A woman becomes married to her husband, and she's obligated to follow his menhagim. Another nafgamina, another explanation, is that a woman, the halacha is that if somebody comes to it, and we will hopefully still speak about this in our shiurim, but if a person comes to a place, so he has to follow the minhag hamakom. And the halacha is that if somebody comes to the place, as soon as he arrives, if he intends to remain in the place where he's now residing, he immediately has to accept the minhagim of that place. So certainly a woman who marries a husband and now Mitzvashem will remain married for many happy, healthy years, that's now her makom. That now becomes her minhag hamakom, and she has to follow, therefore, those menhagim. What is the big nafkamina between these two pshatim? The big nafkamina between these pshatim is, could a husband be moichel his wife, if a husband is moichel and tells his wife, you don't have to follow my minig, would that be effective? Or would she require perhaps hataras nadarim, or in certain situation, hataras nadarim would not even work? If we say that the reason that she has to follow the minhagim is because she's mishubedes labala, so in a situation where a husband is meichel, he's meichel, and there's no problem. But if in a situation where, say that the reason is because it's a minhag hamakom, that is a firm halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Yudalid, that one has to follow the minhag hamakom. And it's not in the husband's purview to be able to be meichel, and she will have to have hataras nadarim in a situation where the minhagim are in a situation where where you could be matan neder. In a situation where hataras nadarim is not effective, then that wouldn't even be an option. There's another point that the Paiskim make. And this goes back to an issue that we raised a moment ago. We said that a woman, prior to her marriage, obviously was following the menhagim of her parents, of her father. And now, when she's getting married, she's going to have new menhagim. The Paiskim say that the halacha does not view it actually that way. Because the Paiskim say, since every woman hopes and expects to get married, and when she's going to get married, as we've been learning, she's going to have to follow the menhagim of her husband, that creates a situation that the minig that the husband that she had was really never a minig. Because a minig that she knew was only temporary, that was only going to be a minig as long as she's single, is not considered a minhag. Certainly, however, the obligation for a woman to follow her husband's minhagim only begin at the time of actual marriage. In a situation, so as we just learned, certainly if we say that the reason a woman has to follow her husband's minhagim is because she's mishubedes, and therefore the husband has the option to be meichel, or if we say that the reason a woman has to follow her husband's minhagim is because it's the minhag hamakom and she was matted in neder, so we have a situation where a husband indeed told his wife, you could follow your minhagim, but now, Baruch Hashem, they're married, and the woman says, you know, I'm married, I want to follow my husband's minhagim. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, now she's going to have him at the Hataras Nadarim. That means if she was following the minhagim of her parents because her husband allowed her to, and she chose to do so, and now she chooses not to follow those minhagim, but to completely accept upon herself the minhagim of her husband, she would need to have Hataras Nadarim. Similarly, let's say a woman gets married and she accepts upon herself her husband's minhagim, and then she wants to revert back to minhagim of her family, of course, with her husband's permission, she would need Hataras Nadarim. When a woman, Rachman Tzlon, loses her husband, so the halacha is as follows. If she has children, she continues following the minhagim of her husband. If she doesn't have children, then she reverts back to the minhagim of her family. And the basis for this psak is what we see regarding the eating of truma. What halacha is that when a Bas Yisrael marries a kohen, given that she is now the wife of a kohen, she may eat truma. The halacha is that if her husband dies, if there are children from that marriage, she continues eating truma. But if there are no children from that marriage, she no longer eats truma. And therefore the halacha is that here is the same. Another question that comes up when we speak about minhagim regarding women is that we know that the Gemara teaches us in many different places that women are potter for mitzvahs asay shizman groma. Mitzvahs that are connected to specific time, women are potter from. But we know that regarding many mitzvahs, even though the mitzvahs asay shizman groma, women have accepted upon themselves to be obligated in them. Tekiya shofar, dalad minim, there are women that even count the sfira. The halacha is that once a woman accepted upon herself a mitzvah, a say, shezman groma, that means either she had accepted upon herself that she's going to do a mitzvah, say, shezman groma, or either she, as we discussed in the first of these series of shurim, she's actually practiced that mitzvah, a say, shezman groma, or any other such a situation. For example, if a woman davened, accepted upon herself that she's going to daven, and she's actually acted that way, and now because circumstances change, she wants to no longer have that obligation. The halacha is that she has to have Hataras Nadarim. Even though, as we've been saying, a woman is obligated to follow the minhagim of her husband, there are certain exceptions. A minig that a husband has, not because that's the minig of his family, but rather the husband accepted upon himself a specific chumrah, The halacha, the Paiskim say, is that that's not considered a minig that the wife is obligated to continue. Unless, the Paiskim say, it's going to create a situation in the home that is an uncomfortable situation between the husband and the wife, because the husband is acting one way and the wife is acting another way. The Paiskim say that because of that, a situation can come up when you have a ger and a geyrus who got married. So ger obviously does not have family minhagim, and therefore there's nothing that he could say, this is my family's minig, because he doesn't have a family. There the Paiskim want to suggest that the halacha is that she's not obligated to follow those minhagim if she does his minhagim that he now accepts if she doesn't want to, unless it will be an issue towards the family life. Another exception that the Paiskim want to suggest, where a wife does not have to follow the minhagim of a husband, is in a situation that the minig that the wife is family following has absolutely no bearing on the husband. The question that many Paiskim discuss is regarding the lighting of candles Friday night, which we know that the lighting of the candles Friday night is a mitzvah which is primarily in the wife's realm. She's the one that lights the candles. And there are different menhagim. There are menhagim regarding if you light candles or do you light oil. There are menhagim regarding how many candles are lit. And I saw that most Paiskim are of the opinion that in such a situation that we don't say that she has to follow the husband's minig, she could follow her family's minhagim, because this is something that's relevant to her, and it's her in her realm. I saw that the Sefer Soflan Amonim quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita saying that she doesn't have to follow her husband's minhagim in this subject, she could follow her own minhagim. Another somewhat related question that comes up is, what is the halacha regarding adopted children? Children who are Jewish from birth, but were adopted by a family, which menhagim do they follow? So the Paiskim say that certainly as long as this adopted child is living by his adopted parents, he should follow the menhagim of that family. But I saw that the same Sefer Soflan Amonim makes an interesting distinction. He says, if this child was originally raised by his natural parents, and then he was adopted, when he gets married, he should revert back to the menhagim of his natural parents, because those were his original menhagim. But if he never had the menhagim of his parents, that means he was adopted from birth, he should continue following the menhagim of his adopted parents.